like the man's overly sweet, seems so tense until I get bit and toppling. But what did you say to me? No sunlight, don't start, take it, take me somewhere. I'm done waiting for you, my love, do I say? Building up, why should it break? Lately, please, fall through the shade of the...
Hello, and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and it is Thanksgiving Day today. It's odd how quickly the summer goes by, and we are now in mid-fall. If you are like me, you've probably spent some of your weekend doing yard work, assuming you have a yard. We certainly spent a few hours over the weekend raking our leaves, blowing them, collecting them, and doing what I think is probably the last mow of the lawn for this year. But we also had a nice little Thanksgiving dinner to ourselves. Didn't go for turkey this time. We'll save that for another time of year, but we have a fondness for roast lamb, so that's what we did. How about you? What did you have for your Thanksgiving? Weather's certainly getting a little cooler out there, and I've been having to bundle up for my walks with Layla, our dog, in the morning. But let's get to some music. In the past few years, I've done an all-Thanksgiving-themed show on this day, usually with very food-related songs. I'm going to do a few of those, but I think it's going to be mainly an autumnal-themed show today. But we will have some food songs for you. And I'm going to begin with a Canadian musician who, over the last 10-12 years, has really established himself as one of the top younger talents in Toronto jazz, indeed Canadian jazz. And he will have a familiar name. His name is Jake Kaufman, K-O-F-F-M-A-N. And he is the grandson of two musicians, one the great jazz flautist, Mo Kaufman, who gave us the Swinging Shepherd Blues, and the other, the classically trained musician and conductor, Victor Feldbrill. And Jake Kaufman, apart from his work as a musician, runs a music and dance academy with his wife in Toronto, the Kaufman Academy. And let's hear from the Jake Kaufman Quartet with an appropriately named song for the day, Turkey Grease. And that was Turkey Grease from the Jake Kaufman Quartet from their debut album from just about exactly 10 years ago. And another thing that, of course, goes on most Thanksgiving plates is mashed potatoes. So let's have a little non-jazz and a catchy doo-wop track from the late 50s Los Angeles-based group known as the Olympics, and that was founded by Walter Ward and a bunch of his high school pals, and from an album called What's Cooking. Here's the Olympics and Mash Them Tape. The Olympics and Mash Them Taters. And what else do we put on a plate? Of course, we often put gravy on the turkey, the taters, the vegetables, the stuffing, whatever you have. So I'm going to have two gravy-themed jazz tracks now. And the first is by the old lion of jazz himself, Lou Donaldson, who is still with us and will turn 98 on November the 1st. Lou retired a few years ago from active performance, but he was playing well into his mid-90s. And here's a track from the great alto saxophonist. It's from an album called Gravy Train, the Rudy Van Gelder Edition Remastered, and it's the title track. Lou Donaldson. Thank you. Donaldson and Gravy Train will continue with Gravy, and this will be our last food-related track for today, I think. But let's head back north of the border into Montreal and then Toronto with the great Oscar Peterson. Oscar left us just under 16 years ago, I think. And what a great legacy. If you haven't seen the Historica Canada Heritage Minute on Oscar Peterson, it's a really wonderful piece of work. Let's hear from Oscar from his trio and a compilation called The Essential Oscar Peterson the Swinger, put together in the early 90s. Here's Oscar and Gravy Waltz.
Thank you.
the Oscar Peterson Trio and Gravy Waltz. Well, Thanksgiving is a time when lots of people come home, and I know it's probably a bigger tradition in the U.S. than it is in Canada, but still, I know of lots of friends and colleagues who are having, you know, children, parents, relatives, friends come and visit for the weekend. So homecoming is kind of a theme, and it's actually more of a theme because, of course, Queen's Homecoming is coming up next week. So I thought I had to do something on a homecoming theme, and I can't think of anything better than Haygood Hardy's classic jingle, which was inescapable in the mid-70s. He originally wrote it as a commercial jingle, literally, for a Salada tea, and then adapted it into a hit single in 1975. So here's Haygood Hardy, who died in 1997, with his big hit entitled The Homecoming. Back right after that with more music on Dark Glasses here on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf.
Hi there, CFRC listeners. Are you looking to add some fun to your Monday nights? Want to get more active, meet new people in your community, and listen to some big band jazz? Then join the Queen Swing Dance Club at 7 p.m. on Monday nights at the Spire for weekly beginner swing dance lessons. No experienced partners or fancy shoes required. QSDC events are open to members of the Queens and Kingston community. Queen Swing Dance Club drop-in prices and more information can be found on their website, queenssdc.ca, and on Facebook and Instagram at QueensSDC. Newcomers are always welcome. See you on Monday.
At Onguinata, we are passionate about unleashing potential for individuals with developmental disabilities and their families. As a nonprofit catalyst for positive change, we're all about creating vibrant lives within strong communities. Guided by our core values, support, respect, and choices, we embrace servant leadership. Safety, responsibility, and unwavering commitment fuel our mission. Be part of brighter tomorrows with us, empower lives, and shape futures by donating at www.onguinata.com today. Your support transforms lives.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses here on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. It's Thanksgiving Day here in Canada, so this is a combo Thanksgiving-themed, autumnal-themed show today. We had some food-related songs and tracks early in the show. We've switched now mainly to autumn, and one of the great jazz standards of an autumnal theme is something called Autumn Leaves. Here's some background on this well-known track. It was originally written by Joseph Kozma, who was a Hungarian composer who had emigrated to France. He composed it in 1945, and it was sung by artists such as Juliette Gréco, among others, but it didn't really become a hit until it was translated into English. Roger Williams did a version of it in the 1950s. Joe Stafford recorded it. The English lyrics for the version that actually has lyrics, because many don't, was done by Johnny Mercer, who changed it from the French Les Feuilles Mortes to Autumn Leaves. And there are many, many different versions of it in both English and French. The sung versions, and there's many more versions that are simply orchestral. I am going to play two versions of it, one with vocals and one without. They're two of my favorite renditions of the song, and after the amount of time I spent, and my wife spent, raking leaves this weekend, I could not actually let the day go without doing two Autumn Leave themed tracks. Nothing better than this one. So we are going to hear two back-to-back right now. We will begin with the Canadian pianist, singer, and composer Lila Bialy from her 2023 album Your Requests. There's her version of Autumn Leaves. And we'll finish it up with a 2012 remastering of a 1958 version of the track, non-vocal this time, by alto saxophonist Cannonball Adderley, in conjunction with Miles Davis on trumpet. And that's probably my single favorite non-sung version of the song. And it's from Cannonball Adderley's retrospective album, Something Else. Here's first Lila Bialy, then Cannonball Adderley, two separate versions of Autumn Leaves.
Thank you. of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to
thank you.
We just heard two versions of the Joseph Kosma composition, Autumn Leaves, the first by Canadian Lalu Bialy, and the second by a combination of Cannibal Adderley and Miles Davis. I'm going to conclude with something in the more pop genre. Anybody remember Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds? One of the strangest albums of the late 1970s. It was a monster hit in the fall of 1978 when essentially Jeff Wayne, an American composer, decided to put together several bits of original music written for the purpose, along with a narration by the then still living great British actor Richard Burton, who would narrate a version of War of the Worlds. Now, there's a CFRC connection in that, of course, CFRC did a restaging of the War of the Worlds as if it were occurring on the Queen's campus just a few years ago. I actually got to play myself in that. It was a lot of fun. But we're going to hear from probably the best known track from Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, and that's by none other than Moody Blues lead singer and composer Justin Hayward, who I had a great opportunity to interview just about 15, 16 months ago, just before he came and gave a solo concert at the Grand Theater. I'm a longtime Moody Blues fan, as listeners of this show will know. So here we will play from 1978, from Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, Justin Hayward and Forever Autumn.
For 3 days, I fought my way along roads packed with refugees, the homeless, burdened with boxes and bundles containing their valuables. All that was of value to me was in London. But by the time I reached their little red brick house, Carrie and her father were gone.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not here. Watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the song through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Through autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way. Love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not
suddenly leapt from house to house. The population panicked and ran, and I was swept along with them, aimless and lost without Carrie. Finally, I headed eastward for the ocean and my only hope of survival, a boat out of England.
Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew. Gentle rain falls softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here.
As I hastened through Covent Garden, Blackfriars, and Billingsgate, more and more people joined the painful exodus. Sad, weary women, their children stumbling and streaked with tears, their men bitter and angry, the rich rubbing shoulders with beggars and outcasts. Dogs snarled and whined, the horses' bits were covered with foam, and here and there were wounded soldiers, as helpless as the rest. We saw tripods wading up the Thames, cutting through bridges as though they were paper. Waterloo Bridge, Westminster Bridge. One appeared above Big Ben.
Justin Hayward and Forever Autumn from the 1978 War of the Words Worlds album by Jeff Wayne. And that'll be it for today's show. A bit of autumnal music and a bit of food-related Thanksgiving music. I'll be back next week with another show. You've been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and I hope you've had a terrific Thanksgiving weekend. Get back to work tomorrow, and it is now cool out there, so keep warm and stay safe.
While she's deceiving me, it cuts my security as she's in control of me. I turn to her and say, don't you blame the guy in chains, oh no.
The guy in chains, the guy in chains, oh no.
Don't masquerade with